Get out of here.
Frank? Come on. We can't just eat and run. It's impolite. Besides, it gives you gas.
Yeah. It wouldn't kill you to sit around and talk for a few minutes. You never talk. We're related, you know.
All right. Let's begin. Why ain't you married?
Oh, good night, Pop. Look, McCrank, let's you and I go sit up on my couch real close, and then you won't have to talk at all, okay?
No, no, no. Take a nap.
They hardly had a chance to finish their dinner.
I'm real sorry they left before dessert, Cheryl.
Don't worry about it. All the more of my fried parsnip custard for us.
Do you know where the Bromo is?
That's supposed to be a comment about my cooking. I didn't see you rush in to cook dinner.
Yeah, well, I got better things to do than spend my time in the kitchen.
Oh, yes? Well, answer me this. How do you intend on keeping a husband happy, Oh, I hear that gives him a hearty appetite.
Come in, Carmine.
Came to borrow a cup of Mercurochrome.
What happened to you?
What happened? What happened? Did somebody mug you? What happened? Did you get mugged? What happened?
What happened, Carmine? Who did this to you? Who did it? Who did it? Tell me who did this to you. Laverne will beat them senseless.
Look, don't worry. I wasn't mugged. I was boxing at the Boom Boom Club. Look, could you help me get cleaned up? They got three more guys waiting for me down there.
Well, don't just sit there. Go get the first aid kit, please.
What do you want, methylate, mercurochrome, iodine? I'll get all three.
Ow, don't touch me. That's funny. That's what you usually say.
I want you to know something. I do not approve of this hitting. I find it inhuman and only mildly exciting.
What are they doing? Having a contest to see how many guys could beat you up?
No, I'm doing it for the money. $25 a fight I get.
Get the Bible, Laverne. Get the money out of the Bible right now.
Get the Bible. Get the first aid kit. Who died made me Cinderella.
I'm surprised at you, Carmine. I mean, if you needed money, you should have asked us. Everything we have is yours.
Okay, Carmine, how much do you need?
$5,000.
Let us pray.
Amen.
$5,000? What do you need that much money for?
Well, Marjorie Ward's selling the dance studio, and she's giving me first chance to buy it. I got 10 days, but no bank will lend me the money.
Yeah. Ooh. Banks are like that. They only loan money to people who don't need it. You never see a bum getting a loan, do you? Oh, I wasn't calling you a bum, Carmine.
They treated me like a bum. They didn't even give me a calendar.
Oh.
And look, if you're young, they won't even talk to you. Unless you're married.
Gee, Carmine, what can we do to help?
I need a wife.
in front of Laverne. Can't you wait until we're alone?
No, no, no. You understand. I only need a wife for one night.
Get out.
No, no, no. No, it's for the money.
Oh, then why don't you just call Ready Betty Wazalewski?
Both of you, get out of here.
No, no, no. You don't understand. I need a wife for the bank's sake.
I don't understand.
Don't you understand? Look,
no.
I have to get the loan.
I understand. You mean a make-believe wife just so you could get the loan. Oh, Shirley, you'd be perfect for that.
Oh, I don't think I could do anything like that.
I'm no good at lying. I can't let somebody tell her.
Please, Shirley. I mean, enough luck, man.
Okay. Just because I don't want to see you fighting anymore.
Well, now that you two are husband and wife, you want to get in a little practice?
Boy, you just stepped straight off the bus right into Filth Town, didn't you?
Where's Shirley? I waited a whole week for this appointment and she's not here.
Would you just relax? She'll be here. Look at you. You're sweating bullets.
Do I look all right? How do I look?
Who's there?
Mr. Colley.
The guy from the bank, and I don't have a wife.
Don't panic.
What am I going
to
do?
Just go to the door, answer it, be polite, say pleased to meet you. You know, go ahead.
Pleased to meet you.
Mr. Ragusa?
Yeah, pleased to meet you.
Mr. Crawley of Pistol Savings and Loan, about your loan application.
Yeah, pleased to meet you.
He's so pleased to meet you. Why don't you just come in and sit down on the couch? Just make yourself at home.
Thank you.
Can I get you something? How about some coffee? A cookie? How about a banana? They're real ripe, huh? Yum, yum, yum.
No, it would ruin my lunch. But thank you, Mrs. Ragusa. Your wife is very lovely, sir.
Oh, no, not me.
I beg your pardon.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I beg your pardon?
She's a kidder. No, you see, she's very modest. You see, you said my lovely wife, and she said no because she doesn't think she's lovely, but she's my wife, and she certainly is lovely. Right, darling?
I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I guess that's me, the lovely Mrs. Ragusa. Want some dinner, honey?
No, thanks, dear.
Well, why don't we just go over your loan application?
Look, did I fill out that thing all right?
Well, you didn't put anything here in the space under children.
Nope, no kids.
Oh, that's too bad. Children give a couple a sense of permanence.
But Laverne's pregnant. Didn't I tell you? You see, the doctor called this morning and said the rabbit died.
Well, this is very exciting.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, I hardly know how it happened.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, I remember now.
Look, when will I find out if I'm getting a loan, Mr. Colley?
Well, we at Pfister Savings and Loan like to say that we are suckers for a family man. I think we may be able to approve this right away.
I'm getting it! You mean I'm getting it!
Yes, I'm getting it! I'm getting it! Oh, Mr. Crawley, you made us a very happy couple. In fact, we're going to name our first kid after you.
Well, I'm very deeply moved. Little Euripides Ragusa.
Euripides? I don't want that name.
We'll call him Rip. Okay, where do I sign it?
I don't want you to be too hasty with this. Don't you think that the two of you should talk it over in private, read all the fine print, and see what you're getting into?
Oh, what's the talk? Just sign it, dear, okay?
The man wants us to talk it over, darling. We're gonna go in the bedroom. We'll be out in a few minutes.
He's my lord and master.
Let me help you, madam.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Oh, you must be the gentleman from the bank.
Yes, I'm Mr. Colley.
I'm Shirley Ragusa, Carmine's wife.
His wife?
Yes, yes. And this is our little baby.
Little Euripides.
Oh, heavens, no. Who'd give a child a stupid name like Euripides? No. This is little Fabian Ragusa.
Mr. Ragusa said that he had no children yet.
Well, this is a new baby. A very new baby. In fact, I'm just coming home from the hospital. Surprise, Carmine.
Well, the wife and I will take the loan.
Which wife?
Which one you like better? Well, we blew it.
We didn't blow it. Everything would have worked out just fine if your wife didn't go looking for a baby.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I was only trying to help, and I thought the baby added a nice touch. And besides, I'm getting 50 cents an hour while Mrs. Wong has her hair done.
Look, maybe we could talk to the guy,
No,
huh?
Forget it. Look, bangs aren't for people like me. I'm going to get the money from Nathan the Greek.
Carmine, you can't go to Nathan the Greek.
Who's Nathan the Greek?
Well, at least he'll give me the money.
Yeah, but what if you can't pay him back?
Who's Nathan the Greek?
Well, that's a chance I gotta take.
Well, that's an awfully high price to pay.
Who's Nathan the Greek?
A loan shark?
I mean, I think you ought to think this.
No, I'm finished thinking. I've had it with you. Look, I want that dance studio.
Carmine, you're nuts if you go ahead with this.
Carmine. Well, at least he's going to be able to buy the dance studio.
But he's getting it from a loan shark. If he can't pay, they're going to break his legs. Now, we got to do something.
Well, maybe Nathan the Greek is a nice loan shark.
Cheryl, think about what you're saying. Do they call them loan bunnies? Loan guppies? No, loan shark. They're going to bite your face off.
Well, we got to do something.
What?
Don't worry, Laverne. After we get through with this guy, he won't loan Carmine a dime.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't ask Nathan the Greek down here without telling Carmine.
Oh, stop it. It's for his own good. And besides, when the time comes, I'll handle Carmine.
Oh, yeah, that's real good. But just in case, think of something else, okay? Hey, guys, you getting ready?
Yeah. Boy, are you lucky we owe you a favor, Laverne.
Oh, well, come on.
Don't be...
It's all right. Ladies, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's Nathan the Greek.
I understand there's some people around here would like to talk a little business with me.
Yes. We wanted to talk about the money that you're going to be loaning Carmine Ragusa.
Nice boy, Carmine. Really knows how to take a punch. Right, Shit.
What do you bimbos do here?
Are you calling me a bimbo?
No.
I don't care.
I want you to take a good look at this man and note his large size. All right?
Now, Shins, she's right. You don't call a lady bimbo. Go ahead. He insulted you. Smack him. Please.
No, please.
It's the only way he's going to learn.
Oh, I'm certain he'll never say it again.
Bimbo.
Please.
I couldn't partake.
Oh, come on, Jill. I think he likes it. Come
on,
really.
I'll save mine for later. Carmine wanted us to show you how he intends to pay you the money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't break his legs.
Now, you see, Shins, it does pay to advertise.
Yeah, you see, what we're going to do is we're going to put shows on right here in this dancing school and with a couple of Carmine's best students. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and with the money Carmine makes with that, he's going to be able to pay you back in a flash. Would you gentlemen care to sit down, please?
That would be very nice. Thank you.
Yes, please, right here. Thank you.
We'll be right out.
Yes.
Let's see if this Carmine knows what he's doing, huh? Pay attention. You might learn something.
If it's real good, can I come back and take lessons?
Sure. Just like you wanted to learn how to play the piano. 4 lessons and you quit.
Hold it. Go on, guys. Get on.
There.
Go on.
Get
on.
Get
on.
Get
on.
Get on.
Get on.
Klein's business. Pretty good, huh?
I was deeply moved.
You mean you liked it?
No, I found it completely repulsive.
Is my nose running?
I would like to thank you for saving me $5,000. Let's get out of here.
Come on, just let's grab $5 and let's go to a movie. I don't want to be around after Carmine talks to Nathan. Zachariah Kings, I can't find it. Did we spend it? Where is it? Look who dropped in. Carmine. Well, we can see you're busy, so we'll just come back another time.
We live here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you said you could handle them?
Oh.
Go handle them. Let's see some of that old handling. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Hi, big fella. I know we're a tad upset.
It's not going to work. I saw Nathan. I'm not getting along.
Carmine, we were just trying to help you. That's all.
All right. You want to help? Tell me how I can get the money now.
Well, you...
Come on! You didn't think about that, did you? All you did was mess up my last chance ever to get that dance studio. Don't you understand? I want to own my own business. I want to be a somebody. I'm sick and tired. My whole life has been Carmine, why you late? Carmine, teach class. Carmine, lift that box. Carmine, do this, do that. I want to be my own boss. I don't want to be a nobody.
Well, Carmine, there's another way.
Yeah, we can think of a plan.
Look, forget about your plans. I'm sick and tired of your plans.
I know what let's do. I know what. Let's all do what we used to do when we were kids and we were upset. Let's go out and stop the ice cream man and get 3 Eskimo pies.
What?
Yeah, you remember. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Look, we're not kids anymore, huh? Ice cream is not going to solve any problems. Look, maybe the banks are right. Maybe I am a bum.
What are you going to do?
I gotta pack my bags. I can't stay in a town where I'm nothing. Besides, they get kind of lonely around here with no friends.
My good friend Carmine, keep dancing. Gene Kelly.
real challenge. Frank and I want a dancing lesson.
I'm sorry for the clothes.
Hey, thought I'd make you a piece of my place when we're closed.
Look, I'm sorry, but this is not my place. Look, Mrs. B, I put your rent underneath the door. And, Mr. DeFazio, thanks for letting me sing at the pizza ball. I'll send you a postcard from wherever.
You forgot something.
What?
Your friends.
What do you mean?
There.
What's
alone.
This? I don't understand.
We co-signed for you. I put up the apartment building. Frank put up the pizza bowl for collateral.
I can't take this from you.
Ah, come on. You can take it. Don't you think we know what it is to want your own business and nobody around to help?
Yeah, people like us have got to look out for each other.
I think you should know the banks think I'm a bad risk.
It's no matter what the bank thinks. They're strangers.
It's what your friends think.
That's right.
And we love you, right, huh?
Yeah.
I guess I got some pretty nice friends. I don't know what to say.
Say you'll make the payments, or I'll break your legs.
Okay, where you hiding? Come on out. Come on out. I know you're here.
Here we are.
Ice cream.
Eskimo pie.
It's all gone.
Yeah, well, they were melting, so we had to eat them.
I didn't know my father would take so long. You want to lick my stick? How'd you know it was us?
How'd I know it was you? Who messed things up for me with the loan shark?
Us. We did.
So who had to fix things up?
We did.
You did a great job. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bernie.
You know, the next time we help someone out, he better kiss me and mess your hair up.
Oh, hey, Bernie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please don't ever do that again. Come on, let's go get Eskimo pie.
Okay, I'm buying this
stuff. All right.